Hello, Facebook Ads people. I'm Konstantinos, and this is the Facebook Ads Breaking News Podcast. Hello, guys. Another podcast just before Black Friday. Today we're going to discuss about some things and some questions that I have gathered from the previous week. Just a little bit about the Black Friday ads. Everything started smoothly on my end. I have started ads for some of the brands with big spend 1 week ago. Everything is going well. I have no resistances so far. Very high ROAS, high volume of spend and everything. Everything is doing well. Most probably I will be able to spend on the bigger accounts that I told you, half a million and stuff after the scaling. I'm talking about the case studies that we all know. And the good part also is that there are some news from Meta that they sent me a message that they want to do one brand that I'm working with as an official case study for Meta because of the big scaling that they have done. That's huge for me. It means recognition. It means that... you know, they are realizing also that it's a big spend and a huge improvement, which means that based on the average results of others, they think that this was something special, which is amazing. And it's going to become an official meta case study. What I didn't like a lot is that they have a question, some questions to fill in, which they are forcing you to say what you have done in order to improve it. But what can I say, that I wasn't using consolidation and I did several campaigns and stuff. So they're just pushing you a little bit to say things that they want about based on the good performing strategies that they have. I guess that's the only thing which makes me think a little bit about the other case studies. Are there people forced to say things in order to become an official? Anyway, what have I done? I told the truth, you know. I tried to say how Advantage Plus has helped me. I tried to say how I was testing, how the results were improved. If I had to put the whole picture, I would have to say about not using consolidation and stuff, which is something that I didn't do. The other hand, I just read some other case studies from other brands. I don't know how honest people were about the things, but still, these are other accounts that they're working and people should watch what they have done in order to get some inspiration. And also, it's good for me because I never had another company being as a case study because of the way that I did that and I have improved the results and scaled so much. Next one... Basically, I have nothing else to tell you about news and everything. There's only one thing that I want to discuss. I have it here. So I got a question today from one friend. He says, hi, question. Our broad audience is reduced by 70% in Europe. For example, Netherlands was 13 million. Now it's 3.1 million. In this case, is this the case for you either? The truth is yes. I was watching the other time. I had some saved audiences with some interests. And when I tried to use them again, I was saying that this was having potential reach of 7 million, but I was using it, it was having 500K, something like that. So I started thinking that maybe I did a mistake. Then I checked another account and still the same. So I believe that it's the message that all the people got in EU. If you don't live in EU, just so you know, we got a message recently that says, do you want to be advertised on Facebook or not? And if not, you have to pay a fee about that. Of course, I pressed no. And I thought that a lot of people would press no because nobody would like to pay. It's not like YouTube, for example. And even in YouTube, a lot of people don't pay so that they don't see any ads. I'm pretty sure there are some because they are super annoyed, especially in the late period. But I'm pretty sure there are others that are using Adblock. Adblock is not working anymore. Another program, I don't remember how they call it. Because I'm also someone who is doing Facebook ads, I'm not using any program, but I know that a lot of my friends do. So maybe it's related to that, and maybe a lot of people are not going to be advertised anymore in EU because they are going to be paying their subscription, so we have less potential. I don't know. Also, this past week, we have a lot of bugs within the platform. One bug that I have seen, for example, is that, and he also mentioned that, in several cases on the page score pages, I would see that despite the fact that we have a new page score interface, some people have gone to the old one and they have decreased their rating by one. For example, they used to have 4 in the new page. I have created a video of how this new page score system page looks, the interface. And now I have seen that there was a rollback to the old interface. And instead of having 4, they were having 3. As a rating, which was very strange also. I have seen it also as a bug. Another bug, I onboarded one client. I wanted to add one more ad account for some workload help. And despite the fact that it was inside the ad account saying that it has privileges, he didn't have privileges on the page. The next day it was resolved. So on its own, it was resolved. We didn't do anything. So basically, there are several bugs right now on the Facebook platform. It makes sense. The previous year, I want to remind you that on December, we had a very big, not stream, but let's say a very big hit with several scammers that scammed a lot of ad accounts, and a lot of accounts got banned. But because everybody went on vacation, Meta, they got their ad accounts on January, February later, which was crazy. So there are several cases like that. Be careful. One last note that I want to put here is that I do have a company which is involved with raffles, ticket raffles, for more than 3 years now. Very big spend. There are some videos that I have showed you. They have between 500,000 and 1,000,000 spent per month, but it's not a super spectacular account show because there are tickets, you know, and basically we might operate with 1.2 ROAS, for example, just for 1,000,000 spend. So a lot of people are getting triggered if they don't see good ROAS. For me, I don't care if they get triggered or not because I'm making a good amount of money from this account. Maybe it's a little bit of problematic in terms of people being confused or thinking, for example, that my strategies work only for these small profit margins. It's not like that. It is that, for example, if you see 5 ROAS, you might say, okay, this is 5 ROAS, let me test this strategy. And it's working for their own thing, but they're being convinced because they believe in the dream of 5 ROAS. I never said that my strategies will give you 5 or 4 or 4. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying that it's helping easier people to just test my things in order to find something that's going to work, because a lot of these things are working provenly now, and you can see the comments and everything from people, which I cannot control, so it's coming from them. So that being said, test my strategies, first of all, but secondly, about this gamble, it falls under the gamble category, even if it is a non-profit organization. I'm not going to go into more details. The people who are in the niche, they will understand. There was some rejections that I was having in the ads for a long period. And now Meta has a new paper form that you have to fill in order to be able to advertise in the gamble area. And I was very hesitant of doing it because, to be honest with you, I don't trust Meta when it comes to paperwork stuff. You might be, it's like the special categories, for example. You list it under a special category for no reason, and then you just have your ad account being f***ed. This paperwork, for example, I was afraid that maybe they were going to limit me on advertising on specific states because of different laws and everything. Eventually, after 3 months of having a lot of rejected ads and issues and everything, we filled the paperwork. Yesterday, I had 0 rejected ads. So I'm just letting you know that so far, my experience has been good with filling the form about gambling. And I haven't seen anything crazy. So if you have the same issues and you are reluctant on doing it, I would not tell you to do it. I will tell you that I have done it, and so far I have no issues. The reason that I'm doing this and not doing it in 2 or 3 months is because guys, it has been very difficult for me in the past 3 months with all of these rejections, all the time rejections, and trying to combat this. So I got tired and I filled up the paperwork. If you are also tired like me, I have done it in the past 2-3 days. I have zero issues with it and the results are good. Today I had 3 rejections, but comparing to the 150, I was waking up and watching 150 rejections, it's nothing. Maybe now that I will start upping the budget again, maybe I will see more. So if you want, you can wait for next week and I will let you know about it. Now, let's go to your questions. Let's go to the first question. I would like to start with this one because it has another one. So this one. Thanks for sharing, Konstantinos. I have 3 different creatives, and let's say according to my budget and cost per purchase, I can create 15. So I create one campaign with 5 ads for each creative, or it would be each creative with we have a campaign which consists 15 of them. No. As I said in the comment, you have to create 1 Advanced Plus and just test all of them, you know, and just do it like this. We have Advanced Plus. Now, if Advanced Plus is working in general in your ad account, you can test like this. During optimization, is there a lowest point in terms of budget where you no longer use the campaign? For example, for cost per purchase of $4, you wouldn't go below 15. Or even if the budget is 10, and you still make good draws, will you keep it? Now, and then based on my answer, he answers also here. Okay, so it would be 1 Advanced Plus campaign with 15 ads total, 5 for each campaign. Thanks for the clarification with ROAS. I just told him that as long as the average draws is good, you can keep it. At what point can I keep optimizing the campaign before I need to close it? Let's say close if the total budget is already 15 bucks, is it too small? Now, something that I need to clarify about this question. I'm teaching you how to do optimization in CPO, Advanced Plus and stuff, and a lot of times we say that in order for us to stabilize the campaign, we might kill some ads, but also lower the budget with the ways that I show in the CPO optimization, Advanced Plus optimization. In Advanced Plus, not so much, but in CPO optimization, we do lower budgets. The other thing that I also say though is that you need to see if this campaign worth your time for optimization. Because if you're starting with $100 budget and you end up with a campaign of $10, then all of this effort doesn't worth it, okay? Just do one campaign with one asset and $10 and it's going to have the same results. The point is to, okay, you can start with 100, but end up with 70, 80, 50, even, okay. But if you do all of that in order to end up with a campaign with $10, it doesn't make any sense. It defeats the whole purpose because you need 10 campaigns of that in order to go to 100. But in the other one, you have one campaign optimized for 70, you do another one optimized for 50, and you have 120 spent, which is the total budget that you might want to spend instead of having one campaign which is not optimized, okay? I hope that it makes sense. Don't just optimize just to optimize, but optimize because it makes sense in order for the numbers to make sense and in order for you to have a campaign that's going to spend also some decent money. Because if you end up with a campaign of $10, then this is not optimization, basically. It's something that you could have done with just one campaign. I'm glad we solved it out. Also, just the effort that you're going to put, the money that you're going to spend. Maybe you will go negative initially in order to go profitable. You will never recuperate your money if you're just profitable with a campaign of $10 and you started with 100. It doesn't make any sense. The other thing is that when you see a campaign, based on your experience, understand if it worth it, okay? Does it have a good ad set, for example, that's taking a decent amount of money? So that you can have a support over there and be able to spend money, less money or the money that this one spends and support the budget and the spend. If it doesn't have it, don't chase ghosts or don't try. Just close the campaign and try something else. You need to see also potential into the campaign that you're going to optimize. This one needs to have it open. Wait. This one? Oh, come on. There you go. Okay. So, let's go to the next one. Hi, Konstantinos. Thank you for sharing this. I have tested your crazy method and it works great. I'm really glad to hear that. Need a few clarification, please. During the optimization on day 6, let's say there's 12 assets and I reduce to 9. I only remove asset that is already spending and not generating purchases, right? If it's not spending much yet, should I keep it? Now, based on that question, when we're doing the optimization, first of all, you have to see the average cost per purchase that you're getting. If you're spending more in one ad set with the average cost per purchase and you're not getting any sale or any indication of sales, like let's say, for example, you're getting 5 checkouts and the ratio that you see in your ad account is that every 2 checkouts, for example, you get one sale. Maybe you have sales that they haven't come yet. I doubt this is the case in day 6. Most probably I'm talking about day 2 or 3 on that. When you have something spending above your average cost per purchase, you just close it. Now, there is also a point that you might reach to the point that you have your winning ads that they are spending, and some of those that they are not spending too much, maybe you want to cut them just to, you know, because they're never going to spend, the budget has already been decided. Maybe you want to cut also these 2 or 3 smalls that they stay on the bottom, just to gather all to the ones that are actually having sales and they're doing. This is something that I'm doing. If you are afraid, if you don't have experience, you can just leave it. They're just going to spend just a small amount. They're just going to lower a little bit your average ROAS, but it's still fine if you are a beginner with it. And as I can see, you are new with that. If this is the case, where there is still some assets that haven't spent a lot yet, should I still reduce the campaign budget or leave it be so Facebook can try to spend on it more? Now, it really depends. If you're left with 2 or 3 ads that are working, and you see that when you see the yesterday spent, they spent 90% of the budget, for example, and the others, they just spent a small, it's fine. Don't reduce the budget. But if you have just one which is working and there are others with very small spend, for example, then you have to calculate how much budget you're going to liberate. So it's also subject to how much budget you're going to liberate. If it's $10, for example, okay, let it go to the one that's spending. If it's $50 and it goes only to one, there's this problem. There's a problem because maybe it's going to go to only one, for example, and ruin it, and this is going to create a domino effect of ruining one, then ruining the other. If you have a $50 budget and many ad sets that they are going to absorb this budget between many ad sets, it's still fine, okay? And another thing is that based on time and based on you working more and more and more with your ad account and the specifications, you will start forming a behavior of when can I do this or that. And sadly, in order to reach that point, you need to do mistakes. I'm just here to give you the whole strategy on how it works in general. But this changes a little bit here and there based on the cost per purchase of each ad account, the average order value that it has. If it's having higher average order value, most of the times we have delayed sales that they are fixing the results in a little bit. You have to be more flexible. All of that, you know, a little bit, it's influencing the way that you're optimizing. And sometimes it's changing from ad account to ad account and campaign to campaign and product to product. So you're going to form your own behaviors based on that. What I want you to know from me is the base core strategy on optimization, the base core way that we work with Crazy Method, and the rest is something that you're going to find for your own specific ad account with trial and error, and based on the remarks that I told you earlier about how much budget you liberate, how many assets there are there left in order to support that, and all of that. And we have several optimizations and stuff in the channel that they do explain it. If you want to go deeper to actually see the more optimization and stuff, you have to go with the course, I guess. There's one person which was asking something about the course, I think. Maybe it's a good thing. Okay. So there's this guy that says, also, I watched the video about the course. I know you say that's not a priority to update it, but on the landing page, it says it's always updated, trying to see if it will be good to learn from long term. So about the course. You know that I have a video that explains everything. This way I created it. In the landing page, I say that it's always going to be updated. As of now, it is updated. It's super relevant, and I guess there are several people that they have bought it and they didn't say anything bad about it. But I'm not the kind of person who is going to push you to buy it. I'm trying to put a lot of information on the YouTube channel, and I just have it, as I said, for the people that they want to go an extra step, especially on CB optimization. That being said, The site writes that it's always going to be updated because right now it is updated. If this is not going to be a case scenario for later, I will let you know. But as of now, it is updated. And if you want to go deeper to CB optimization, this is the only extra step that you have to make. If you cannot support it financially, still, there's a lot of content in YouTube that you can follow, and you can see what is going to work for your ad account individually and train there. You will have to train anyway with your mistakes in the ad account to master it. Let's go to the next one. Hey, Konstantinos, great video. Thank you. I've been looking for a new ad strategy and have been debating on buying your course. Again, someone. I have scaled to high budgets in the past, but have been having difficulties recently with my brand. Just wanted to ask to make sure if all the content is up to date. So maybe there's a misunderstanding there with people. Maybe we have to address that, I guess. But I'm addressing it here, I guess. My biggest issue right now is that I went from 100K spent a month to zero due to supply chain issues. And now I'm having... am I having a call with you today? I think I do. Maybe. Changes, and now I'm having issues with consistency. My current testing strategy is an ABO with 10 ad sets, 10 to 20, each with 2 4 ads under each ad set, preview winners and new combos. Even if I have really good data and try to scale, it just gets denied and I go negative, so I will kill the unprofitable ones and try to launch more testing campaigns. Well, that's your mistake. I think you're touching too much without establishing campaigns that they work and work only on the new ones. Have been hard getting off the ground to where I can get back to consistent results and begin to scale. And advice would be appreciated. Well, my advice is this: don't touch too much. And you know, I have a period. I have a video that discuss about the bad periods on Facebook ads. I do believe that there are periods that you have to stay put, and there are periods that you have to push. Whenever you get some good results, and increasing, you have to do a new campaign. And whenever you are just stable on results, you just or having less results, you don't touch the campaigns that they have been working, because they are going to work again. They're just having a tough period. And I'm explaining it very well in this video, how to about the bad periods and stuff. I don't remember the name. Can you check to tell me the name just fast? The video that we're talking about, the bad periods. Yeah, check it now as I continue. Okay, so let's continue to the next one. The video which we talk about the bad periods. Remember that we were showing on September from 8 to 18 that we were having bad results? Yeah. So next one, do we need to add a rule to all campaigns so that we're not targeting the same audience after we duplicate many campaigns? No, I don't like rules and stuff, and I don't believe actually into this bullshit about overlapping audiences and all of stuff. Guys, if you're not spending, and also I have another comment which is talking about that. Here it is from Alex. It says, hey people, question for you though. If you have 5 different products and you want to run 3-4 tofu campaigns, how would you avoid audience overlap, making sure the campaign do not bid against each other? Guys, as these two questions are relevant, so don't be afraid on audience overlap and don't be obsessed with it. You should start being afraid of it after 200k, 300k. These are just some obstacles that your human brain is bringing to you so that you can come and you can give excuses about the bad results that you have. There's no audience overlap as long as the ROAS is good. Also, if you're having high spends, then if you're spending 100, 200k, 300k, 400k, and then it makes sense to discuss about audience overlap, let me tell you that what you need to do on that side is to start using different creatives in order to differentiate and try to target the audience that it's your core audience, but with different aspects. The example that we give with the car, selling it with a video about specs, selling it with a video about aesthetics, and selling it with a video about lifestyle, having a beautiful lady next to you driving it. So don't care so much about audience overlap. This is a theory that you have in your head, but doesn't exist in reality. I don't want to hear all the time about audience overlap. These are excuses that we make. There's no audience overlap. I have scaled ad accounts to crazy numbers without having any issues. ROAS is going to decide if something is working or not. What's the name of the video?
It's called Bad Facebook Ad Periods and How to Recover.
Bad Facebook Ad Periods and How to Recover is the video that you have to see in order to understand the patterns that we have between different ad accounts and how to overcome them. And that, as I explained, that in these periods you don't touch nothing, because the people that they are going to touch things are the ones that they're going to start losing their budget, so that the others that they didn't touch, they're going to stay there and they're going to be fine. It needs from your end to do this kind of stuff and be a little bit more composed and not being afraid and all of that, and don't do mistakes, because as I said, one change here, there, it's ruining the results, it's opening the Pandora's box, as we say, and it's making everything more difficult for you to recover. I have seen a lot of ad accounts, because if you think of it, we were having a very good month of July and August, and then September was bad and October was bad. And as I said, I was doing a small amount of consulting calls on July. Everything was going well for people. And I was doing many consulting calls in September, because the people started touching things after these campaigns working very well, and they were not patient, so they ruined their ad accounts. And this is good for us, I guess, that we don't touch things, because a lot of people that they spend more and more because they scaled on these periods, then they just lose their spending because they are touching things and they have to close the ads. While when we maintain them, we just stay in our budgets, because everything is like a market, okay? And we have the CPMs and we have everything. So less ads means that we have better results. So the first people that are going to lose their ads and they're going to lose their spend are the ones that they're helping the others that they're not doing that, or they have better profit margins and they're able to keep them to be profitable and continue doing it. Next one. Hello, do we need a different pixel for each ad set that is targeting each country? Or can we use a single pixel for multiple countries text? I have seen several other accounts that they have one pixel for worldwide, but I have seen others that they have segmentation. Most of the time segmentation is USA, Canada, another one for UK, another one for Europe, and another one for Australia and New Zealand. A lot of times it is related also with different websites and different logistics that you need to have for these different countries. But it really depends on how much are you willing to scale those. Because if you want to scale United States to 500K in United Kingdom, and 500K in Australia, it's a little bit difficult, but a little bit less, let's say, and you want to do that, then you need different pixels. It's going to help you. The demographics are slightly more different. Not that you cannot train a global pixel. I have seen them. And I have used them also. But to be honest with you, it's much more difficult to train a global pixel. So if you're a brand that you're willing to spend more, and not just in theory, because you have data that is backing it up, yet that you're having good results and stuff, start with another pixel in the other markets, as I said. If not, just continue doing it with one pixel. Still, you're going to be fine, and maybe you will scale in the future because you trained a global pixel. Next one. Could you send me a video link about account structure or all of the info on the course about it? Trying to find a video about it on YouTube, but can't find anything on it. I have seen this also written from someone in Reddit. Just so you know, I'm not in Reddit. I'm not answering stuff. Just by mistake, I was there. I'm going to create, guys, a video about account structure, of how we structure accounts. Basically, how much retargeting do we have? Most of the times, a healthy balance between retargeting and cold traffic, it's 20% retargeting, 80% cold traffic. The truth is that a lot of people now talk about not doing retargeting at all. I think it depends on the ad account. I'm doing less and less retargeting because now with Advantage Plus, we can see that Advantage Plus is taking sales. But on the other hand, if you put specific rules about the bid of existing customers in Advantage Plus, you can actually do more retargeting, which is going to help you scale more. Now, about retargeting, I do normally one bottom of funnel, which is the people who visited the store in the last 30 days and exclude the people that purchased in the last 30 days. And I do also middle of funnel, which is going to be, depending on how much I spend, maybe split in two ad sets, but most of the time in just one ad set. Visitors of website 180 days, engagers for Instagram 220 days, and Facebook engagers 220 days. 220 is just because I like the number. You can do 250, 240, 365. You can go up to 365. It's up to you. For me, I have seen that between 200 and 250 was the sweet spot because when I was going to 365, for some reason, ads were not working. But this is something, this is a perception that I formed 2 years ago and I just keep using 220. It's also a lag. You know, people like me that they spend a lot of money on Facebook ads. We have also our lucky charms and everything. Most of the times we do whatever is working, but for things that they don't influence things, we like to do the same things just because we've learned not to touch things when they work on Facebook ads. Anyway, it's a complex thing. We are strange people, in other words. About account structure, right now, most of the times when we talk about trained ad accounts, you will go with several Advanced Plus campaigns and a lot of creatives to test. The structure that we have is that we do have campaigns that are working and we do extra campaigns on top of that in order to scale while we're maintaining some of the campaigns that are actually working. And the other thing that I want to say about it is that when you stop, when you cannot do more Advanced Plus campaigns, because you can do up to 8 for each country, then what you can do is that you go and you can create CBO campaigns with My Crazy Method, with broad targeting. You can create My Crazy Method with stack lookalikes, which are also something that is working very well for me. Now, this is for established ad accounts and good pixels that they can work like this. If Advanced Plus is not working for you, because Advanced Plus is a good campaign for established businesses, because you can also test while you are having results and sales. And a lot of times when you scale a lot, you need to put new creatives, let the old ones work as post IDs also, and then put the new ones in order to test how to tap the market with new creatives, but not using the same assets all the time in order to scale. This is a mistake that a lot of times people do when they try to scale and they just use the same assets. They don't understand that they have to differentiate it, use other creatives also in order to be able to scale. This is another thing that I'm seeing lately, that people are abusing My Crazy Method like this. For example, they try to scale from 100 to 1000 by just doing 9 times the same campaign and optimizing it all over again. Guys, it's not going to work like this. Okay, you can do it once or twice if you want to go from 100 to 300 and maybe it's going to work. But if you want to scale more and more, you need to scale with more creatives or more products or by tapping to other countries. But not with the same assets. Even on the same country, if you want to scale, you can scale with other products or other creatives, even if it is for the same product, trying to tap the market from different perspectives. About other accounts that are not trained and they're new, maybe Advanced Plus is not going to work for you. So basically the initial structure that you're going to do is you're going to have Advanced Plus. It's you're going to have CBO campaign, which is going to have interests initially, several interests, see what is working. Whenever you find something which is good and it's having volume and sales, you move it to Crazy Method, and then you try to scale it a bit more. Eventually you will reach the point that you can do lookalikes. First you start with different lookalikes within the same campaign, like 10% initiate checkout, another ad set with 10% purchase, another ad set with 10% top 25%, another ad set with 10% view content. And then you see which ones are working. You can use Crazy Method then for that. And then when you see consistently the lookalikes working, use Crazy Method stack lookalikes, and then eventually start trying to go towards the broad targeting, which is going to help you to establish Advanced Plus and Crazy Method broad targeting. And then we go again to the category that you have a trained ad account and you're working like this. This is structure that you have, and always don't touch whatever is working and whatever is optimized. Do new campaigns on top of that, so that if they fail, you will have at least the other one without jeopardizing your progress. And when you work with bigger budgets, as you go to bigger budgets like 50, like 100K, 200K, 300K, don't watch the results of each ad campaign individually, but do watch the results of the average ad account, and don't care if one campaign has 1.7 and you're getting in the ad account 2.5. Still, this is a campaign that's giving you volume, and you need to watch the ad account as a whole thing, not as a campaign, like the way that you used to do it when you were spending 100 per day or 500 per day or 1000 per day. That's about the structure. I think I'm going to make a dedicated video, most probably later, but I have already locked the videos for the year, so most probably you will see that at the start of the year as a new video. But here's your answer. Do you reduce spends during times like Christmas, New Year, when sales are slow? I try not to, if it's possible. In the next week, we're going to discuss a little bit about how you should treat the period after the Black Friday and what you should do. Other than that, I must tell you that I try not to lower my budget. The thing that you're missing here is this, that on Black Friday, you're going to launch a lot of campaigns. So maybe, just example, you go from 10K spend per day to 20K spend per day. Then when you're going to, and of course you have also some evergreen campaigns, as we said, that you launch at the start of the month or the middle of the month. So that if you were spending 10K to go to 12K, then do the Black Friday ads and go to 22K. What is going to happen is that after Black Friday, when you will close the ads, you will go back to 12K, which is 2K more than the results that the amount that you were spending before. Boosted results, 12K spent boosted with results and data, which is going to help you overcome the whole period of December until you reach January and you will start doing other things. Also, don't forget that on the 10th or 8th, after Black Friday, on Christmas, you will have to start doing some promotion for Christmas. The only catch here is that a lot of times, if you have the possibility, I like to have deals that they are being supported with email and SMS, and they have several offers for several days. For example, one day, 50% on lamps, second day, 50% on rockets, third day, 20% on lizards, okay, and fifth day and that. If you don't have too many products, just split that by two. For example, instead of doing 10 days of offer, do 5 days, do five offers, 2 days each time, and more if you have less offers, so that you can try to a little bit, you know, convince people to buy after a heavy period of sales, which was the Black Friday. You can start it on 8th or 10th and just run it up to the point that you are able to know that for sure whoever is going to order, they're going to get their item up to the 25th, which is the Christmas period, because people get really angry if they don't get something before the 25th. From 25th to the period of 1st January, you're going to have some lower period. A lot of times people lower their budgets, but don't forget that there are going to be a lot that they are going to lower their budgets. So most probably you should be fine because of the volume of the ads. But even if you're not, I think this is a bullet that you have to dodge on your own by just supporting even losses, because you cannot ruin all of the effort that you have done during Black Friday and Christmas period, which means that you have to keep it and support it in order to start strong January. As we said, Black Friday periods are periods that they are all about scaling more your ad accounts in order for you to be able to scale more in the whole year. They are called attack periods for that reason, because the demand is higher than the supply. No, it's not higher than the supply. The demand is higher than the normal demand. And the supply is there to cover it with better promotions and stuff. And this is the reason that the demand is actually getting higher. That means that in that period, even with higher CPMs, we're having better results because more people are buying in that period and they wait for this time of the year. That means that we can scale ad accounts and we can take other markets from others that they haven't scaled enough. And then our job is, if we go from 100K to 200K in a Black Friday period, to try to reach a 200K point in the next 2-3 months again, so that we can enter the next Black Friday period with 200 or 250 and try to go to 400K, which we're going to reach, which we are going to try again to reach in 2-3 months after the Black Friday period, which was an attack period. That's a whole way of thinking. So for you closing the ads during the sales or whatever, or during the Christmas and stuff, it's like you're ruining your whole project of a year of scaling and maintaining another account in order to scale it, and then what? You're going to just abandon it for 5 bad days. So the nomads, if you can, okay. Sometimes we might be saying things that you cannot support. It's totally fine if you cannot. Some others can, and they're going to do it. Yes, Facebook ads reps do suck. Yeah. My experience with them when I first started using Facebook 5 years ago are exactly as you described. It must have some financial advantage to them, but their advice did not work, so I have stayed clear of them ever since. I have been watching for a week and really enjoy the theory behind the ads. Thank you, man. It allows my own observation to be confirmed or dismissed, which frees up my brain and allows for better decisions. That's perfect. Long story short, I think that 1 week ago I met a couple. Oh, 1 week ago or some days ago? Maybe some days ago. Guys, I've lost completely the time. I'm just doing ads all day now with Black Friday. I'm even sleeping next to PC. I wake up, I do ads, and I sleep. It's crazy. The thing, not that I complain of, I love it. The thing is this. They told me that they were working with a rep, that they were spending, let's say, I believe it was 50K, and the rep told them to spend 100K. So they started for 2-3 months. The rep was telling them that it's about the pixel, that it's not trained and all of that. And then they start having some bad results, but they were waiting for 2-3 months with bad results and everything. And then when things went really bad and there was no turning back, the rep disappeared. These are salespeople, okay? They don't do Facebook ads, and they try to convince you to do things because they also have goals like every salespeople. And this is why you should not listen to them, and you should listen only to the person that is doing your Facebook ads, because they have more experience. They are running ads. Everything else that they know, the meta reps, is just coming from Facebook, and it's just like they're brainwashing them with things that these people have never done, okay? It's like someone trying to teach you bicycle, to how to ride a bicycle, just in theory, without him have ever done it and falling down in the process of trying to learn how to do bike. It's not going to work well. So they don't have experience with it, okay? Don't blame them. They just do their work. That's their work. And their work is not technical support. Their work is sell you more ads. If we clear that in our heads, we know to whom we are talking to, and we are be careful, but they're useful in other aspects, as we said several times. If you have connection with them, just listen to them. Sometimes try something. Sometimes they will give you credit for something. It's going to help you. They might help your ad account if it gets restricted. They're very useful in several ways. Just don't take into full consideration what they say about Facebook ads and how to scale and stuff. For example, for me, it looks like crazy when somebody proposes you, okay, go from 50K to 100K. It's like they don't respect your money, you know, in a way, or after 3 months disappearing, whatever. Or maybe they didn't disappear. Maybe Meta decided to move them in another department. Next one. Hi, I'm thinking about to use one CBO with maybe 10 ad sets, and each ad set has one ad, and each ad set has several stacked 10% lookalikes, so stacked lookalikes, crazy method. Can I make it this way, or should it ABO budget for each ad set? What's the point of having ABO budget? We need CBO in order to make them compete with each other. This is going to help create the hot pockets in a faster way. What's my stack lookalikes video? My final question, can I use, there's no crazy method, by the way, without CBO. Crazy method means CBO. Can I use this campaign next to my Advanced Plus campaign in my well-trained Pixel account, or should I stay only with Advanced Plus and broad targeting? Thanks, Marcus. Marcus, you can do, I'm doing in several other accounts, Advanced Plus, then stack lookalikes next to it and stuff. I had zero issues with that. So you don't have to use another account because you're just switching strategy. Next one. This is the same. No, this one. Let's go to this one. Hi, Konstantinos. I'm following your leads with early success. Glad to hear this. By the way, just so you know, even if I have negative comments, I'm going to put them here. It's not like I'm pickpocketing only people that they say good things. I have an advanced plus campaign working well, and I have duplicated it and added more creatives. Perfect. 3 to 4 ads to more to be made. I have used the crazy method with an old ad with sales, but 0 point. You see, here he's saying that crazy method didn't work for him, but the advanced plus is working with him in the way that we have done it with duplicating with the other. As I said, it doesn't mean that all the strategies are going to work in all ad accounts. It's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. Just try them, you know, and see what is working. I closed it down and I'm now trying again CBO 10% stack lookalikes and have used the best performing post from the Advanced Plus campaigns. I discovered that you cannot duplicate or copy. Yeah, you cannot copy things from an Advanced Plus to a normal CBO campaign. I just use the post ID. My thoughts after watching a few videos are, can you duplicate an Advanced Plus then use the crazy method with the best asset ad, as you cannot do it in the same asset level? You may have already covered this in a video. I have just watched it. I haven't just watched it yet. Cheers. Can you duplicate an Advanced Plus campaign then use the crazy method with the best ad, as you cannot do it at the ad set level? I guess he's trying to say that you have an Advanced Plus, you have a good ad working, then do a CBO, crazy method in order to make it work. Yeah, I guess you can. But what's the point of that? You can scale your Advanced Plus. You don't have to do another campaign necessarily. But the truth is that when you have an ad which is working on an Advanced Plus, you can use it. You can use the ad on different methods also, because you are covering one variable here, which is the creative. If you find a creative which is working, then that means that you are eliminating the possibility that it's the creative is the issue. Okay, so you can start using it in several other strategies and see what works. Next one. Hey, how to run ads for events? I will be running an ad for an event that I think I'm having 2 days left and 1 day left in the ad copy. As the date gets closer, will be more powerful in terms of creating urgency. I know you're not really supposed to edit ads once they are published, so how would you go about doing this? Any thoughts or tips are highly appreciated. Guys, let's clear something out. Ads are there in order to bring traffic. And then if you want to have urgency or other kind of things, you have your landing page. You have your landing page. You can put their timers. You can do email marketing, SMS marketing with this kind of messaging. This is the job of these channels. The job of the channels of Facebook ads is to be there, optimize with a general copy that's going to stay for the whole period. And if you want to create urgency and stuff, you can create it with the other channels, which is the landing page, the clocks, whatever that may be. Okay. You don't create urgency with the Facebook ads. If it is 1 week or Black Friday period or so on, you can do it. But you don't go there and change the copy whenever you want, because you're just ruining your campaigns and it's not going to work for you. Let me know. Be sure about that. There are other channels that you can do that. It's totally fine. Next one. Also, what's the video about the course? Ah, it's the one that we said earlier. Next one is one thing and then we are over. I have a traffic ad running that is doing very well. I need some help with the retargeting campaign. I made a custom list already, but when I attempt to do a conversion ad, it says that ad set may get zero purchases and I don't know why. Need help. I do not need anyone to run ads for me. I just need someone to explain to me what I did wrong and how I can fix it. Look how f***ed up is the situation with Facebook that is putting all of these stupid messages. This is a message, guys, that you're going to get all the time. Don't be intimidated by the meta messages, except the red ones, which means that there is an error and you have to fix it. Everything else that they're proposing, you just have to ignore it. And you just need to see videos and stuff and test what is working for you and stuff. And don't get intimidated when Facebook says that. Facebook might say, for example, that you need to run traffic ads instead of conversion ads. Now, I'm having the sense that this person, I hope he's not running traffic ads, because if you're running traffic ads and you have good results, imagine what is going to happen if you run conversion ads. So just ignore these messages, guys, if you ever see them. Obviously, this is an Upwork post, so this person is not going to see that, but I guess it's fine. It's his fault, not our fault. Let's go to the Freelancer Diaries, and we are out so that we can continue doing Facebook ads for the Black Friday. This one, are you a results-driven marketing professional with a knack for maximizing conversions through Facebook ads and Instagram advertising? We're looking for a skilled Facebook and Instagram ad specialist to help boost our online presence and increase conversion rates for our online store. Why did I put this? There are a lot of people that they just focus on Facebook and Instagram ads, and they do believe that everything can be fixed with Facebook ads. This is a delusional way of watching Facebook ads. You cannot blame Facebook ads for a bad. So, if you are selling, for example, a very bad product, okay, what does it mean that Facebook ads, they have to magically find a way of selling it? If you have a very bad site, how the Facebook ads are going to increase the conversion rate over there? There are some cases. For example, let's say that you have a product which is bad, but you're having ads with Britney Spears. Most probably you have a bad site also. It's going to increase the conversion rate because you had a bad ad and you had people that they have decided that they want to buy it no matter what. But I'm guessing that you're not in this situation, because in order to have an ad with Britney Spears, for example, or whatever that may be, you need to spend a lot of money to that. And most probably here we're having a situation that the client is having a very bad conversion rate and thinks that the problem is the Facebook ads, without seeing that in reality, Facebook ads is the intermediate which is going to connect the product with the landing page and the pricing and the offer and everything. So stop thinking, if you are here and you are watching this, stop thinking that the Facebook ads are going to improve your conversion rates. Facebook ads are just going to connect people so that you can test your conversion rates. If your click-through rates and everything is fine and in normal healthy levels, and let's say that you have click-through rates of 2 or 3 or 1.5% even, which is working, and you have cost per unique click below $2, for example, these numbers are just some general average numbers. Maybe companies, they need much less or much more in order to work. If you have these numbers and you get a good indication that the traffic is normal and the CPMs are normal and everything, then how can you blame the ads for the conversion rates of the site? Maybe the price is off, maybe the offer is off. This is why most of the times I don't like to work with startups that they haven't cracked the code, because there's always a period that when you start a brand, you start and you have a product, a price, a landing page and stuff, and a lot of times it's taking a lot of time so that you can calibrate each one of the things in order to work, and so that you can be ready to advertise and start scaling on Facebook. So most of the times when you go with startups, you have to just go and figure out and just discover all of these things. And most of the times, if you're not lucky enough or fast enough or whatever, it's not about skill, it's about luck also. You might be fired, and the third person, based on the progress that the two previous did, for example, or the fourth based on the progress that the three previous did, is going to crack it up and is going to find something eventually, or the pixel is going to catch up with some data and it's going to start improving. That's why I don't like to work with startups. Guys, that's it. Don't focus on Facebook ads about your conversion rates. It's irrelevant, unless if you have crazy creatives that they are convincing people to buy before, no matter what. For example, if you're selling a car for $20 and you announce that, even if you have the worst landing page in the world, you have this kind of offer, people are going to find a way to buy it and check out, believe me. That being said, that's all I had for you. We're going to talk before the actual Black Friday, but it's already Black Friday period with ads and everything. I hope you are having amazing results. I hope that you will continue optimizing. Don't touch it too much. If it's working, just let it be. Don't be afraid during this weekend. If you have a little bit of retention, just watch on the average results. And then on Monday, Tuesday, they're going to start picking up again. So that's all I had. I hope that you're going to kill it this period. And don't be afraid, because always when the Black Friday period finishes, I'm always saying that I should have spent more. So don't be afraid and just try to go a little bit over your limits. And the next year you will go a bit over your previous limits and so on, and you will become more aggressive maybe. But in general, don't be afraid. Just try it, okay? As long as you have a good deal and offer and everything and you see some good initial results, it's going to go fine. Even if you have some resistances during the weekend and some resistances during the Black Friday weekend, after Black Friday, going towards to Cyber Monday, because the numbers are not going to be even close on the Saturday and Sunday after Black Friday with the numbers of Black Friday. That's all I had. Have a nice day, guys, and I will see you next week. This was the Facebook Ads Breaking News Podcast. Like it or not, it is what it is.